The Port Authority bus terminal has quite an infamous history on 42nd Street. But did you know there's another one? Yep, uptown at the foot of the George Washington Bridge. It's another smaller terminal that serves about 5 million riders a year. It's been under construction for years now. The new terminal was supposed to open in 2015. The Port Authority promised renovated space for local retailers and jobs for residents. But WNYC's transportation reporter Stephen Nesson attended a community meeting last night and reports that hasn't happened and residents are not happy.
When you have a huge community project like this, you need to do better communicating it to the community. And you need to do better listening to the community and responding to the community in a timely fashion.
And Stephen Nesson is with us by Skype this morning. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So tell us about the George Washington Bridge bus terminal. The construction's been going on for a long time now. When is it going to open?
Well, the Port Authority is promising by the end of April, but they don't have a great track record of delivering on time. It's been kicked back for many years now, although they say now they're working 7 days a week to get it done. Locals, as you heard, are angry because they were promised bi-monthly meetings with updates on progress. But last night's was the first meeting in 2 years, and it wasn't full of the kind of details that instilled confidence in people.
Okay, so you were at the meeting last night. It was at a church in Washington Heights. Tell us who was there, what they wanted to know, and if they got any answers.
Well, there's more than half a dozen people there. The number one concern residents have is, how is this project going to help out any local people in the community? They wanted assurances that local businesses will get help getting small business loans to open inside the terminal, as they were promised, which up to now, none of the small businesses have been able to secure a loan because they can't tell the banks when the bus terminal is really going to open.
So what is the Port Authority saying?
Well, at one point, the developers said 2/3 of the businesses in the new bus terminal would be local. But then they admitted that so far of the 30 confirmed tenants, all are big box retailers like Marshalls and The Gap. And no one at the meeting could actually confirm that any of those companies would even hire local residents.
So in the meantime, what's the existing bus terminal look like? Can you use it? Do you take buses to New Jersey? What's happening there?
Sure. It's functioning. I spent some time there, and there's a sort of a makeshift waiting room that's corrugated tin. Most people actually wait upstairs in the cold in this very cramped, unpleasant corridor. I should mention it's not wheelchair accessible. And, of course, there's the huge construction mess and traffic jam outside. So we'll see if it opens next month.
Okay. WNYC transportation reporter Stephen Nesson, thanks a lot.
Thank you.